Chapter 44. Sunday afternoon. The meeting between the residents of Huabesca Place and Los Romeros took place at 1 p.m. Sunday, in the lobby and on the front stoop of the building. Jorge wore a three-piece suit like something out of Saturday Night Fever, with a long, pointy, open collar, and a snap-brim fedora. Hector wore white linen pants and a silk shirt. Mrs. Finkelstein made raspberry strudel that disappeared faster than free beer at a ball game. There were five Romeros present, the core homies, and a dozen residents, including Ben and Mrs. Millman from the third floor. Jorge brought two cases of Tecate. Ben offered him sips from a bottle of peppermint schnapps he kept in the pocket of his heavily pilled cardigan. Lupe did not attend. Ben, Howard Luber, Frank Hernandez, and Mrs. Finkelstein discovered that they shared a passion for baseball with Jorge and Hector. None of them could fathom how Robert Ruiz, an up-and-coming rookie with the Yankees, could have thrown his career away by stealing teammate Derek Jeter's glove and bat, which he sold for a fast $2,500. "One of my homies did that to me," Jorge said. "I'd light him up." "Light him up?" Luber asked. Jorge made a gun out of his right hand and picked off a few ghost targets. "You know, blam blam blam. Are you carrying a gun now?" Luber asked. Jorge made a pained expression. "No, S.A. It's just an expression. I ain't never shot nobody." "But do you have a gun?" Luber persisted. Jorge made an expansive sweep of the room with his arm. "Man, we all got guns. My choice is the Glock 9, even if it does have that stupid trigger safety. You?" Luber looked startled, as if he'd discovered a spider in his cottage cheese. "Me what? You got a piece?" "A piece of what, Howard?" Ben snapped. "He's asking you if you own a gun?" "Certainly not. Why would I need a gun?" "Why do you need a gun, if you've never shot anybody?" Jorge looked surprised. "Man, are you for real? If you're a man in this country, you have a gun. I don't mean to insult you, dude, it's a cultural thing. I come from a culture of machismo. I had a gun for 10 years now, ain't shot nobody yet. Ain't saying they ain't a lot of punks packin', that maybe shouldn't. All I'm saying, a man should have a gun." Ben looked like he was about to volunteer something. Sarah stepped to the center of the foyer and waved her arms. The front door was propped open with a rubber wedge, admitting warm afternoon air, circulating lazily up through the building and out a skylight courtesy of a large ceiling fan. "Hey, listen up, everybody." The hubbub immediately stilled. "I want to thank the residents, especially Ben Weisskopf and Mildred Finkelstein, for pitching in and providing refreshments. Thanks also to Jorge for bringing the beer. You all know we've had trouble with gangs in the past. My friend Jorge assures me those days are over." Jorge raised a clenched fist. "Power to the people." "Fucking A, Bubba," Hector said, not so loud. "I spoke with the landlord, Murray Rothstein, and he's agreed to let the Romeros have the two vacant apartments on the second floor in exchange for fixing them up. As most of you know, three Romeros work as carpenters, and they assure me that they will finish the job in 2 months. Those 2 months will be a trial period to see if we can coexist. Time we done with them, those apartments will be like a palace," Jorge stated. "Donald Trump be standing in line." He said it again with a carnival barker's conviction. "Standing in line. Rothstein?" Ben spat like a piece of bad fish. "That gonif?" "Mr. Rothstein was very nice. He didn't have to do this. Let's give it a chance, shall we?" She gave Ben a dazzling smile. He nodded and smiled back. "Yeah, you're right. You know what you are, Officer Pezzini? You're a fixer-upper. You find problems and you fix them." "She's a saint," Mildred Finkelstein said. Sarah laughed. "And on that note, I gotta go."